begleitet Bishus Avi Mary, Chalakahala Tzevakadosh. I'd like to discuss a very interesting Indian that is very familiar to all of us, known as Ikavatafel. I don't claim to be the biggest expert in it, but we'll try and learn the sugya together and see what we come out with. And everyone's going to have their pet shailas that they have about it. We'll see if we can come to a conclusion with them. I don't claim to resolve everyone's shailas. The Mishnah in Brachas, Daf Mem Daled Amud Aleph, says as follows. Hiviu lefanav meliach techila. They brought in front of him something salty. Let's call it a salty fish. Or pas imoy and bread together with it. Says the Mishnah, the din is, mevarech al hamaliach. You make a bracha on the salty fish, which would be shahakel. Or poites a pas, and it patters the bread. Says the Mishnah, the reason being, sha pas tefeil aloi. The pas becomes subservient to the salty fish. Mishnah finishes off and says, Zeh klal, this is the klal, kol shu ikka, anything that is the ikka, ve'imoy tefeila, and it has a subservient thing with it, mevarech al ikka, or poitas al tefeila, you make a bracha on the ikka thing, and it patters the tafel. Now obviously the case of the Mishnah, l'chayra, the pashtas is talking about, obviously where the meliach and the pas is the salty fish and the pas are serving two different purposes. The main thing you want over here is the salty fish. And the reason why you're having the bread is just to soothe down the strong taste of the fish. Therefore, because it is so subservient to the fish, therefore the main thing is the fish, the main thing is you make a bracha on the fish. And on the bread, there'll be no bracha because it is tafel to the fish. Now, there's a few diukim in the Mishnah here, which the Rishonim say, and after that, we learn many different dinim. So, first, the Mishnah does say, Hiviu lefanav meliach techila. They brought in front of him salty fish at the beginning. So the Tosfos Yom Tov is medayik from there, that dafka, in a case where you eat the salty fish at the beginning, that would be the case where we would say you don't make a bracha on the tafel, on the bread. However, in a scenario where you would have the bread first before the fish, then you would make a bracha. That's one chiddush wants to say. Reason being, and the Truma Sedeshan also joins him with this. Reason is because it's not yitachen, it doesn't quite make sense, that even though it's going to be a subservient, it doesn't really make sense to say that if you have the bread first, and the reason why you're having, even though the reason why you're having it is only because it's to soothe the fish, but the fact is that you're having that first, and you're only going to be making the bracha afterwards on the fish, so it's a bit hard to say that the bracha works l'mafreya. We don't say, well, you know, yesterday I ate something, so I'm making a bracha now. It's going to patter what I had yesterday. It doesn't work like that. Obviously, you would have to make the bracha first, and it could cover anything after that. But it doesn't work l'mafreya bracha. And by you actually having it without making a bracha, you're going to end up being nene me'olam hazeh without a bracha. And we know, Mishnah says it before, you're not allowed to be nene, you're not allowed to get any hana from this world without making a bracha. So you would have to make a bracha on the thing they're eating first. Well, hopefully we'll get to that later, a bit more explicit about it. The second thing that Tosfos Yom Tov is medayek is the fact that he says you eat the meliach first, you eat the salty fish first, and then you have the bread. Now, most of us know the very standard case of ikka and tafel is we always imagine they eat the two things together and one thing patters another. Whereas the Mishnah is telling us, the Mishnah is saying, even though you're having them separately, you're first having the fish, and followed by that you're having the bread, you're having them completely separately, even so, the Mishnah is mechadish to us that there is a din here of ikka and tof. That's what the Tosfos Yom Tov tells us. Tosfos over here says another diuk. The Mishnah says you're eating pass with it. Now we know normally that the din of pass is always the most chosh of a thing, the most chosh of a bracha, the most chosh of a food. Bread is the most chosh of a thing. And you never normally find a case where bread you wouldn't make a bracha on. If anything, the opposite. Bread, everything is part of through the bread. When you make hamotzi on bread, so that pattern most of the things in the meal. The Mishnah says beforeish, and daf mem beis, the Mishnah says, hapas poitas haparaperas. So says Tosfos that that's exactly what the Mishnah has been mechadish to us. That even though normally bread passes everything, but there is a certain instance when some bread you won't make a bracha on, and that is a case where the bread will be a tafel. One more diuk. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah finishes off and says, Zeh klal. This is a klal, that anything that, when you've got an ikka and a tafel, you make a bracha on the ikka and it patters the tafel. Well, the Mishnah's just told us that. I mean, you know, obviously you know that from the case where he says you have the salty fish first and then the bread, that is a case of ikka and tafel. So what's the Mishnah telling us at the end? This is the klal, that anything, anytime you have ikka and tafel, you make a bracha on the ikka. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's telling us like this, that you would think, you may think, as follows, that the case of bringing, having fish and then bread afterwards, the case there is a shahakal would be making on the fish. Now, as we know, shahakal is a klaliyastik bracha, is a general bracha, which, theoretically, if you make that on any food, b'diyeved you'd be yotza. Any food that you have and you make a shahakal on it, because it's a klaliyastik bracha, your yotza making shahakal and you'd have to make another bracha. So you would think and say, yeah, well, the reason why over here, the ikka patters the tafel, the case of the salty fish and the bread, is because b'diyeved, if you made on bread shahakal, to your yotza. So we would say in such a case over here, so fine, so you have the fish and you want to patter the bread, fine, so the fact you've made shahakal, so it really would cover the bread as well, because b'diyeved it works. Whereas if you would have two different foods that are two different brachas, let's say a shahakal and, let's say a adama and a eats, then we would say, well, a minute, if you've got a ik and a tuffle there, you have to make two brachas, because one bracha wouldn't patter the other. Actually, our Dhamma does patter our eats, but the other way around, it wouldn't patter it b'diyeved. Therefore, it wouldn't work. So the Mishnah tells us a chiddush that the klal is, anytime you have an ikka and a tafel, it doesn't make a difference what the brachas are, the ikka will patter the tafel. Now, so those are the diyukim from the Rishonim and the Mishnah. Now, let's see how the Shulchan Aruch sets it out. Interestingly enough, this siman is siman ratio based in Shulchan Aruch. And it happens to be actually two se'ifim. And the amount in it is vast, but we'll see what we get through. The Shulchan Aruch tells us like this. Kol shu ikka v'imay tefela, anything that is an ikka, and together with it you have a tafel, it says in brackets here, pirish dava bilti nechshav, something that hasn't got a chashivas to it, you make a bracha on the ikka, and it patters the tafel. Now he adds on a chiddush over here, and he says, learning the Mishnah, we would have just said that it only patters a bracha rishayna, because the Mishnah says you make a bracha on the salty fish, you don't have to make a bracha on the bread. What about bracha achoyna? He doesn't speak about that. It says the Shulchan Aruch, beim bracha shalafanah, beim bracha shalachoyah, whether it's a bracha before, whether the bracha afterwards, the ikka will always patter the tafel. The Shulchan Aruch adds on, Lo mi boyeim ikka ma'uravim ha'tafel. It doesn't make a difference whether the ikka is mixed with the tafel. Not only there, el afilu kol echad levadai. As we just quoted, that even if you're eating them separately, you still the ikka will patter the tafel. And then he adds on, as we said according to Tosfos, v'afilu pas shu choshev mikoil, even pas, there's more choshev than everything. Im or tafel, if at the end of the day it's coming subservient, for example, you're eating salty fish and the bread you're having just to soothe it down, it shouldn't harm him. You make a bracha on the fish, or paitas hapas, kivin shu tofel, and you'll patter the pas, because it is tofel. Now, let's ask the following question, a very famous question, which would be, why is it that one does not have to make a bracha on the tofel? What is the pshat in ikka and tofel? Why does not one have to make a bracha? So I'll tell you two tzadim. One tzad is, we could say, that the fact that I have an ikka food here, the main food that I'm having, that is got all the chashivas to it. Whereas the tofel, it's got so little chashivas, it's so nothing, it's just literally coming just to make it taste nice. It's got no chashivas to it whatsoever. Therefore, we'll say, doesn't need a bracha at all. No necessity for a bracha at all. The other tzad could be that there's no question. You can't eat something without a bracha. For sure it needs a bracha. Avada needs a bracha. Just that, once you're having it together with the ikka, the din will be that the bracha of the ikka patters the tofel. Let's explain it with a nafka minna. Nafka minna would be, as we know, when one takes medication, so generally the halacha is, that it depends on the taste of the medication. If it's got a horrible taste, you don't make a bracha on it. Whereas if it has a nice taste, you would make a bracha on it. So, as an example, you're taking something that's not got a particularly nice taste at all. You take a medication, and then it's such a horrible taste in your mouth, you want to take a chocolate afterwards to soothe the taste down. Would you make a bracha on that chocolate? What's the question? The question is, what is it considered, this chocolate? For sure, no one's going to argue that the ikka was the medicine, and the tofel is the chocolate. You literally coming mamish to have it because you just want to soothe down the taste. Would you make a bracha? The nafka minna will be, according to what we've just said. If you hold a tofel, doesn't need a bracha at all. So say that it's a tofel, sure, it doesn't need a bracha. Whereas, if we're going to say that the ikka, for sure the tofel needs a bracha, just that it's potter through the bracha of the ikka, over here I didn't make a bracha on the ikka. So for sure I'm going to have to make a bracha on the chocolate, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Such a case, you attack up to make shakel.
It's not eaten at the same time, it's eaten after each other.
And therefore what? That's what we
say.
Not specially. Not specially. That is what that's the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what the Tosfos Yom Tov told us, that even not, doesn't necessarily have to be together, even if you're eating one after another, the fact that it's coming as a tofel, it's coming to suit down, it doesn't make a difference when you're having it. You're having it for that purpose. The purpose is a tofel. You're not having it to eat separately, because I want to eat it separately. That's just the way of eating it. So therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, in such a case, one mataka make a bracha on the chocolate afterwards. Now, there are a few rayas to this, a few very interesting rayas to both tzadim. Chiddush of Bar Yehaleib, and so holds Rabbi Yashav, says the raya that you have to make a bracha on the avada, the tofel needs a bracha, and not pshat that the ikka doesn't, that not pshat it doesn't need a bracha. He says, because the Truma Sedeshin has a big chiddush, which we mentioned before, and that is, if you eat the tofel at the beginning, let's take an example for the bread. Some people want to do the opposite way around. You know you're going to have a salty fish, so what you do is, before kodem lemaka, so you have the bread first, and then you have the salty fish afterwards. Says the Truma Sedeshin, poshut, that you're going to have to make a bracha on the bread first. You can't use a bracha afterwards. You have to make a bracha on it. You're being nena. You have to make a bracha beforehand. Says Chiddush Bar Yehaleib and Rabbi Yashav, say according to this, it's pashut. Because if we say tofel doesn't eat a bracha at all, so what's the problem? Have the bread and have the salty fish afterwards. Make the bracha on that. Elamai is a raya from the fact that Truma Sedeshin says that if you have the tofel first, you need to make a bracha on it, is a raya that the tofel for sure needs a bracha, and the ikka patters it with its bracha. That's one raya. The Chazon Ish says, what would be in the following scenario? A very classic case of ikka and tofel is the cornflakes in the milk. A very classic ikka and tofel. Everyone knows that the milk is just coming to enhance the cornflakes, generally. Now, we'll talk about an exception later, maybe. It's coming to enhance the cornflakes. So, the question would be as follows. What would be if someone decides that they would like to have dry cornflakes, they don't want to have milk. Or they don't, better case, they don't normally have milk. And somebody was sitting next to someone, they said, you know, it tastes very good with milk. Maybe try having with some milk. So they now decide, you know, let's have some milk. So halfway through his bowl, he's made to our Dhamma, and halfway through the bowl, he says, okay, you know, let's add some milk to it. Does one have to make a bracha on that milk? Says Taisus, yes, you have to make bracha on the milk. Why? So the reason is, again, because a toffle for sure needs a bracha. Only what? That the ikka patters the toffle. Over here, when you made our Dhamma, you had no intention whatsoever to have this milk. So you have not made a bracha on the milk. So now when you bring the milk here, it hasn't had a bracha. So one thing when you start off together with the milk, together with the cornflakes, so fine, so the Adama will patter the milk as well. But if I'm only bringing it afterwards, I had no intention whatsoever. So I need to make a shackle on the milk.
Is there not a das rather than
a toffee? Oh, so yeah, so we'll come to discuss about that, about das. So that's why I gave an example where you don't normally have milk.
If the milk's on the table, does that help?
The chere does help, yeah. So either in front of him or you have das, yeah.
The case with the pork and the chocolate could be a bit different.
Why?
Because there's not necessarily a bracha, whereas in every other case, for example, the fish, or for example, Tosis' case, there is always one bracha.
Right.
There's, by default, there's going to be no bracha. You're
correct, but the problem is, at the end of the day, I have not made a bracha on this chocolate.
Right,
it's a toffee, I haven't made a bracha on it.
Let's say the case is a fish, anyway I will have a whole bracha to my bracha.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Says so. One more raya. Let's bring. Says the Igros Moshe. Says Ramosha, I bring another raya. Says the raya is the fact. Let's look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the lashon of the Mishnah we read out was Hiviu lefan of Meliach Tchila, or Pas Imoy, Mevorech ala Meliach. You make a bracha on a Meliach, or Poita es haPas. What do you mean? Pat as the Pas. Doesn't need to patter, it doesn't need a bracha at all. Elamaita is a Moshe, before it's in the Mishnah. Or poita is a pass, means it patters the pass, because the pass for sure needs a bracha, the toffle needs a bracha. Just that, once you make a bracha on the fish, that will cover the bread as well. That's the third right. Now, one right to argue on that is there's a Emek bracha that says, a very interesting right from the Sharatzin later on. The Sharatzin says, actually, the Sharatzin earlier, Sharatzin talks about a case where a person is drinking, having a drink. And what he does is, you drink, someone has a drink of wine, and they drink a Meloy Lugmov of wine. You drink a Meloy Lugmov. After that, you have a full reverse of some orange juice. What bracha achroina do you make on that drink when you're finished? What bracha? Yain patik al hamashkin. Okay. So now you're stuck. Because you're right. Yain patik al hamashkin. The problem is as follows. We know that lekula deis, a reverse, you make a bracha achroina on. But anything less than a reverse, you're in a machleikas. So over here, you're going to be stuck, because yayin patters all mashkin. So therefore, theoretically, if you would have had a reverse of wine, then the orange juice would have been toffled to the wine, and it would have pattered, the ala geffen would have pattered everything. The problem is over here...
Is a time limit?
Of what?
You make bread with your government, and an hour later, you're still sitting there, you have a coffee.
Right. As long as you're not thirsty still. As long as you're not thirsty. Once you're thirsty already, you've lost your bracha achroina. Once you get thirsty again, you've lost your bracha achroina. So we're talking about a case where the bracha
achroina...
No, the bracha achroina is pashut. No, the bracha achroina is pashut. On the wine, you make a gofen, and that will cover...
Even an hour later.
If you're not thirsty again, they'll cover it as well.
If you're thirsty,
then you've lost your bracha achroina. You've lost your bracha achroina and bracha achroina. You'd have to make another bracha. So, in this case, we're talking about the bracha achroina. So, therefore, because I can't make a ala geffen because I've had a sofik shir. So, elamai, what's the eitzus? You say pashut. You know what we'll do? Let's make a brain of fashus. Says the Sha'atzion, he says, Tzorech Iyun. Says that Sha'atzion, it is a Tzorech Iyun, what brochach when you can read. Because he says, what are you going to sing? He says, so what's the problem? At least make a rain of ashes. Says the Sha'atzion, just because we don't know what the halacha is lemaisa, what the shia is for drinking wine, for having a drink, what the shia is, whether it's Malay Lugmov or Roibavis or whatever it might be. So you're saying because of that, so you can just make a bracha achoina, it's not posha because you might be chayav ala gefen. So basically the Sha'atzion says with the Tzarachian. What do we see from there? We see from there that the tofu would not need a bracha. Because if the tofu would need a bracha, so we could say over here, at the end of the day, if I've got a sofiki where I can make a bracha, I can't make an ala gefen. But a brain of fashion I for sure can make. So if a tofu needs a bracha achoina, so at least make a brain of fashion. That's the minimum you can do, because I have to make, the tofu needs a bracha achoina. So at least make a brain of fashion. That's the minimum you can do. But he says, no, it's arachian. So Halacha wants to bring from there, Eimek Bracha wants to bring from there that, lechoira, in such a case, one, is a raya from there, the chayra, that a tofel does not need a bracha achoid.
Sorry, the orange juice is not a tofel. It's two different colours. You've got white and you've got orange juice now.
So you're correct. Even if you want to say that that's what they say by Yayin Peter Kalamashkin, it's taken not a tofel to it. But then it doesn't help you, because once you've got the klal of Yayin Peter Kalamashkin, you can't just make your own bracha now. Because you might be chayv with the alagethan, so it can't pass. That's what it's saying. It doesn't help. Right. Now, the general, as I said before, the very known Ikka and Tafel, the famous one, is the cornflakes with the milk. However, there are many more types of Ikka and Tafels, which I think people aren't aware of, Bichlal, or Big Chidushin. So we're going to talk a few different types of Ikka and Tafel. One type of Ikka and Tafel is where the Tafel is literally coming just as to make it easier to eat, or to decorate it. As an example, like we said, you're having a l'chaim, and afterwards, and together with the l'chaim, it's a very strong whiskey, and it's very strong. So therefore you take a piece of cake in order just to soothe the taste down. That is a typical case of an ikka and a tofel, very similar to this case of the bread and the fish. Therefore, one would not have to make a bracha on the cake. However, one does have to be sure that they're only having the cake for that purpose. Generally, when you have a cake together with the l'chaim, it's generally because you want some cake as well. So it's pasha day, you'd have to make a mezainos as well. But if your sole purpose is literally just to soothe down the taste, you would not make a bracha on the cake. A case of decoration would be... Right. Correct. Yeah.
Even if you didn't make
Right. That would be an if you change your mind halfway through, then you'd be mashing the shit. Yeah. Another case would be, for example, the typical thing would be a gefilte fish with a carrot on top of it. The reason why it's there is literally for decoration. So once again, you would make a bracha on the fish, you would not make a bracha on the carrot. Very known case, very typical case in Eretz Yisrael is where they have Yerushalmi kibble, and the famous thing is the pickle on the top. Some people prefer the pickle, so you would make a hardam on it. But generally, it's known there just to go together with the kibble. Another case of ikka and tofel is where it's coming to make it a more geschmack of food, and it's eaten together with it. As an example, very famous in America, for example, is they have latkes with applesauce. Sounds strange, but that's what they have there anyway. Latkes with applesauce. Now, the reason why they have applesauce is absolutely not because you want applesauce. It's because it's very geschmack to have latkes with applesauce. It tastes good together. So therefore, that would be a good, once again, a dinner weekend tafel. Another case would be cake with cream inside. No one's going to tell you make shahakal on the cream. Make a mezainos on the cake, and the cream is toffled to it. Sausage rolls. Got sausage inside. Or brekkers, ones with potato inside. All those are just coming to make the brekka mor geschmack, and therefore they put these the fillings inside. Therefore, one would make a mezainus, and it would pata anything inside it. Sorry? Oh, glad you said that case. Herring with a cracker is a very, very interesting case. I would like to mechadish something, which I'm sure those will argue with it. It's not specially my chiddush. I've discussed it with Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael. And lechayr will come out like this. Now, herring with cracker is as follows. We generally know the very standard thing is, another standard ikkun tafel is a cracker with a spread on it. Now, what type of spread do you normally put on a cracker? So, you put on like some peanut butter, you put on some honey. Now, if you would ask anyone, what is it that you want here? Do you want like a spoonful of honey and just the way of having it is to put on a cracker? No. Really, you want a cracker. And you just want to enhance the cracker. So what do you do? You want to flavour the cracker. That's about it. You want to flavour the cracker. So what do? You put a spread. You put some honey on it. Or you put some peanut butter. But generally, it's not pshat that you really want to take a spoonful of honey and make a shakel and just, now you're going to put the two together. Otherwise, you'd really top it up, the cracker. You just want to spread it on just to make a more geschmack cracker. However, what about the herring on top of the cracker? And for that matter, the herring on the aikichlich. Now, if you ask anyone, I think the rayon, the idea behind aikichlech with the herring was because the herring is very strong. So maybe you have it with the aikichlech in order to make it it's not so strong. If that would be the case, and very straightforward case, then I don't think you'd be taking the size of the aikichlech that they make. You'd probably take a little piece and putting the herring on top and eating it like that. The mere fact that you take the whole thing is pshat. You want the herring, and you want the cracker. The two different entities, and it's very geschmack to have the two together. I've actually made a survey on this, and nearly everyone told me that is what they want to do. Not because the herring's too strong and they want the aikichlech. So therefore, the fact that you're putting those two things together, they don't become an ikkun tafel. You've got two ikkun here. What?
Have the herring on it too.
Have the herring on it, so shakel. Would you have the herring on it? People would have the herring on there. Sure. Again, if you take a small cracker and your entire purpose is because the herring is too strong and you want it, so it'll be the same din. It'll be this din of pass with the meliach. That's the same din. But once you're having it more because you want to have a cracker, therefore you have to make two brachas on it.
An ice cream cone?
Oh, so an ice cream cone. An ice cream cone is... You have to be mechalek over here. There's different types of ice cream cones. What is the purpose of an ice cream cone? Now, the idea behind the ice cream cone really is because you can't eat ice cream with your hands. So you have to put it in a cone. However, the people who make the cones came up with an extra idea. They want you should eat it. They want it should be really geschmack. So what do? They make it really tasty. Now, there's two types of ice cream cones. There's an ice cream cone that tastes a bit like paper. Now, that you could say about that... The reason why you're having it is entirely because just the whole ice cream. Afterwards, you have it, agav, because you're already eating the ice cream. You're already eating the ice cream, so you'll finish off the cone as well. But really, it tastes of paper. Whereas they do make ones which are like chocolatey, tastes very, very nice. And people would even have that by itself. Do this even if you wouldn't. The fact is that you would have that. And the reason why you want to have that one is because you want a chocolate cone and the ice cream. Therefore, again, you'll be mechayev two brachas.
Is it up to the individual das?
It really depends. So it really depends. If someone particularly enjoys that thing, they would have to make a brach on it. Yes? Right. Okay. Yes. Yeah. But generally, most things are generally accepted, but there are certain people who have different preferences. Some would prefer the milk than the cornflakes, so they'd make a brach on the milk and pat of the cornflakes. But generally, the milk is there to enhance the cornflakes. Now, going back to the corn, the ice cream with the cone, one chiddush that comes out there is, which one would probably wonder, is generally we have a klal of kedima in brachas, which bracha you make first. So the chayyah, what are you going to do here? So mezainus comes before shakel. So what are you going to do? Like bite the bottom of the cone and then make a mezainus and let all the ice cream drip out and you make a shakel? The answer is that absolutely not. Reason being, because there's a seder here. Just like when you're having a bowl of soup followed by your chicken and rice, we don't say, well, if you've got chicken and rice in front of you, then you have to make a mazonos first because mazonos comes before shakel. We do not say that. Reason being, because we only say mazonos has preference when you're eating things together. When I've got a few things in front of me, I've got a choice what to choose from, mazonos comes first. Whereas if there's a seder way to eat things, you first have the soup and then you follow it with the main course, so there's no problem to make shakel first. So the same thing would be the ice cream. The way to eat ice cream is you make shakel on the ice cream, and then when you get to the cone, then you would make mazonos on the cone.
Once you've been shackled, you don't have mazonos.
That's what we're saying over here. That
no,
depends.
No.
Shackled is a bidi'evet. If you make on a certain food shackled by mistake, it'll patter it. But not alech tchila to say, well, I've made shackled already and therefore patter it. No. The other case is, another type of ikan tofel is, something that's mixed together. Something that's mixed together. A typical example of something that's mixed together would be, let's say, a meat together with rice. You've got meat and rice mixed together. Not tomorrow when you've got them separate on the plate, it'll be two different brokkas. But sometimes you have a mixture. You have rice with like cut up little pieces of meat inside the rice. There, the brokka would be mazonos. Even though you prefer meat and it might be more choshev, the fact is, they've both got chashivas, the rice and the meat. Therefore, you would make a mazonos, and that would patter the meat as well. That's talking about when they're mixed together. Another typical example would be, which would be probably very negeir for tonight, tomorrow, would be a fruit salad. Now, a fruit salad, let's define what type of fruit salad we're talking about. Now, a fruit salad is a very interesting case, because there's a few things by a fruit salad. Number one is, what we're talking about by a fruit salad. You've got a bowl in front of you, a fruit salad eating by Shabbat brachas, and they give you a bowl of fruit. So what bracha do you make on it? So generally you look at the fruit, and you'd see, what is the roiv inside? This also is a din of ikan tafel, even though it sounds interesting, because what is it? Where's the ikan, the tafel? I want the apple, I want the banana, I want everything that's inside. I want the melon, I want everything. That, as well as a din of ikan tafel, mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah here, that is considered the case of ikan tafel, and you would look at what the roiv fruit is inside it. Whatever the mixture is, you look what's roiv, whether it's roiv or eitz or roiv hadama, where you've got a whole mixture of everything. Now, the question is as follows. What would be in a case where, for example, you have the following mixture. You have 30% of apples, 30% of pears, and 40% of bananas. What bracha would you make on such a salad? 60 versus 40, right? Oh, so that's not sure. Oh, okay, so we'll say your case first. He's saying how Dhamma patterns are eight. So that would be a very interesting thing if, for example, you have a mixture here and I really don't know what the rave is. What should I do? I don't know what the rave is. So you have two choices. One is the standard thing. You take a piece of apple out, you take a piece of banana out, or you get a different eitz, you take a different adama, and you make a brach on them, and then you've covered everything. The other eitz would be, one of the places I want to say, the eitz is, make the bracha that patters everything. So therefore, would be example, hadama. If you don't know whether it's roiv eitz or roiv adama, her eitz does not patter adama, because it's a tree. Her eitz only works for trees that are on the fruit. Fruits that are on the tree. However, Hadama, because the tree comes via the ground, therefore Hadama patters or eats as well b'di'evet. So therefore, in such a case, you would make Hadama, and that would patter the whole fruit salad, where you're not sure. Now, let's go back to our case of the 40-60. So you're going to tell me, yeah, you know why you make her eats? Because 60 are eats, and 40 are Hadama. So says Rabbi Yashuv, and so says Rabbi Shema Zalman, that you go bust of the roiv. Roiv is ha'itz, and the meat is adama. However, one or two poskim told me that they're aware of this shita, but they disagree. Because if you look at it, we're going ikan tofel here. Why is the ikka ha'it? Just because it happens to be this ha'it. It's not basa the bracha. You go basa what there is here. Over here, I've got 30% of apple, 30% of pen, 40% of banana. If so, it's roiv banana here. If so, you'd make hadam on it. So, choose your, pick your choice. Right, that would be the case of the fruit. Oh, so set, right, yeah. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, what exactly defines a mixture? What are you going to say? If you've got a pear here and an orange here and an apple here, so, well, it's a mixture, so we just look at the roiv. Doesn't work like that. Aruch HaShulchan says it works with how much you can pick up with one spoon. If you can pick up more than two pieces, or rather two pieces on the spoon, that is called a mixture. And therefore, in other words, if you would make a spoonful, you'd have a cholent, and there'd be big pieces of potatoes inside, and you would pick up on the spoon, there would be just one potato there, you would have to make its own bracha, because it's got its own chashivas to it. The mixture is when you could pick two pieces up, you would have an ikka and a tuffel, and one spoonful, that would be considered a mixture.
It depends which you prefer as well.
Meaning? Not necessarily. When it comes to a roiv and a tuffel, even if you prefer the hadama, let's say in a fruit salad, you prefer the hadama, you prefer melon, let's say, than the apples, it doesn't work like that. It's not what you prefer. It goes lefi the roiv. As long as they're both choshev, then it goes lefi the roiv. The exception would be to that, would be, for example, where you would have, let's say, a big thing of lettuce, let's say, and you've got a bit of salmon inside. So if you look at that, you would say, well, we've got roiv lettuce and a bit of salmon. No, the answer is that the lettuce is there just to enhance it. It's not really there to as an ikke. The real thing I'm eating here is the salmon. So even though I've got roiv lettuce, the bracha would be shakal on the salmon. That would be that case.
Well,
now,
if it's in fruits, pineapples and then grapes. And then
right, so there would be a big enough. We could have two different people eating from the same fruit salad, and I'm making two different brachas, because if, let's say, what, you dig the spoon in all the way down, and I'm going to get a whole mixture, whereas if someone just takes off the top layer, he'll be just having the eights, and the other person will be making adam, because roiv is adam. Yeah, correct, that will be the case. Now, one exception to what we are saying is one exception to this whole din of ik and tuffel is where you have a mazonus. That is a very not such a known halacha, that if you have mazonus inside a mixture, then even though the minority is the mazonus always takes preference. Therefore, if you would have your bowl of soup, chicken soup, with a whole load of croutons inside, a decent amount, the broch on the soup would be mazonus. Even though you're going to tell me that, I want soup here. No, because there's mazonus there, the din is, the chamesh ha'saminim always take preference, and therefore, they will always have the mazonus will always take preference, and you'd make a mazonus on it, and it would patter.
But on top, it
doesn't make a difference. When you eat it together. It's not just, you don't just take off the layer and then you're starving the soup. You have it together with the soup.
It comes to a steak, but there's no
croutons. That doesn't matter. So that's another din. The din is that even though you're left with, I was going to come back to that case, even though you're left with the tuffle at the end, you've got soup at the end, the ikka has patted it. And for that matter, where you'd have your cornflakes with your milk, and you'd have a whole load of milk at the end, there would be no problem. For sure, you can drink that milk without making a bracha. The exception to that would be where children would take Cocoa Pops. Children, what they do is, they take like double the amount of milk in the Cocoa Pops because they want chocolate milk afterwards. There's no suffix about that. Then in such a case, you would take a make on the Cocoa Pops, you would make mazonus on them at the beginning. And then when you get to the milk at the end, the milk's left at the end, the chayyid make a shakal on it, because you're not having chocolate milk. Oh, we didn't get to cheesecake. There's a lot more to discuss.
You take your soup with your crouton soup, and so it's mazonus, understand. You see, you put your spoon in, and you end up with no crouton on your spoon.
Right.